Okay, welcome to the call. I've muted out the lines and I've turned off the entrance chimes so we won't be interrupted by that. My name is Roxanne Green. I'm also known as Coach Roxanne. And my website is Roxanne Green, RoxanneGreen.com. That is my Musings of a Work at Home Mom blog. A little bit of background on me. I have been blessed to be a work-at-home wife and mom for the past, oh goodness, more than 12 years now. And working from home has allowed me to be able to homeschool my kids and be here for my family and take care of our family in times of financial difficulties on my husband's part due to medical problems. So I have been very successful at working from home, and what I like to do is now show others how to be able to be successful working from home. I'm going to tell you, if you're at all entrepreneurial, once you have had success working from home, you will never want to go back to a 9-to-5 job. I don't think I could, even if I wanted to, work a 9-to-5 job. It's been so many years since I've actually done that. And I found over the years that, you know, people come to me asking my advice on life issues and business issues and all kinds of things. And, you know, I decided that's actually what I love to do. I love to be able to help other people, and I love teaching other people. So I've decided to turn that into a business, and I am now a life and business coach, and I am having a blast. So let's get on with today's training. What I wanted to talk to you about today, and I'm going to keep this call short. It's a free call, and I promised you guys I wouldn't keep you here too long. So what I want to talk to you about today is making money with social spaces. And the first thing that I want to do is, you know, give you a quick definition of social spaces. And most people, you know, when you say social spaces, they think, okay, Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, that's not all of social spaces. Social spaces encompasses a large area on the internet. And basically, a social space is anywhere online where you can have a conversation with at least one other person, or generally I like to say a two or more way conversation, with your potential customers, clients, or business partners. Now, we'll call those people prospects from this point out, just so there's one term to define a group of people. So these are going to be potential customers, clients, or business partners. And at this point, you might be thinking, well, gee, Roxanne, I don't even have a product to get a potential customer for, a client or a business partner. I don't have a product or service, so, you know, what do I do? And that's okay. We'll address that a little bit later in the column, what to do if you don't have a product or service right now. But for those of you who do have a product or service, and for those of you who don't, when you get a product or service to be able to offer to people, you're going to want to know what to do with that. One of the biggest things that I want you to remember is marketing that worked in the past does not work anymore. I mean, I think about it. The first thing that I do when I want to find out about a product or a service is I go to Facebook, or I go to Twitter, or I do a Google search and see if I can find somebody's blog that's talking about that product or service, or a forum or something. And those are all examples of social spaces: blogs, forums, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Pinterest. They're all social spaces. And the first thing I'm going to do if I want to check out a product or service is I'm going to go and see what other people are saying about it on a social space. And if you are promoting a product or service, you want to be out there on social spaces talking about it. But you don't want to be out there just throwing your business in people's faces. That's not going to work. In the past, you could put up a banner ad, you could put up a text ad, things like that, and people would click on them, and that would work. that doesn't work in today's online world. You know, today's online world is totally different than the online world of even 5 years ago. Today, people expect you to be out there. They expect you to be social. And people buy from and join in business people they know, like, and trust. So what you need to do is you need to be the person. And I hear it all the time from people. People say, you're everywhere. I see you all over the place. And I am, because, and it doesn't take a lot of time. You know, people think, oh my gosh, she must be on the she must be on the internet all day long, and I'm really not. The reason that I can be out there all the time and visible online is because I have set myself up to be that way. And that's what I want to teach you, you know, eventually, is how to set yourself up to where you're going to be visible. You're going to be out there. You're going to be the one that people are seeing for your particular product or service. And, you know, I don't want to lie to you here. You know, there's a lot of people that will tell you, oh, sign up and do nothing and get paid and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, those types of things don't work. Anything that you're going to do to make money online takes either a financial or a time investment. And most things take both. But there is no way. You know, don't get roped into these things where they tell you you can spend a couple $1,000 and you can be rich next week and fire your boss and all that kind of garbage. You know, I really don't like the whole fire your boss thing, because you need to have your job and put in place a home-based business. Get yourself started and put in place a transition plan so that eventually you can quit your job and fire your boss. But it's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to be able to fire your boss today and be making millions tomorrow. And it frustrates me that there's so many people out there that'll tell you as soon as you sign up for their deal, you can fire your boss and work from home. And that's not the way it works. You know, people are preying on you, and they're like vultures coming down and saying, hey, you know, you can be rich next week, fire your boss today. And when you read that, you might be upset at your boss. You might say, hey, I don't want to fire my boss. So you go into work tomorrow and you say, boss, you're fired. And then all of a sudden you're stuck with no income. Because anything you do from home, I don't care what it is, there is no such thing as a get-rich-quick plan. Anything you do to work from home is going to take some time to implement. So, you know, you can go in and fire your boss tomorrow, sure, but I don't suggest it, and you're going to, unless you have, you know, a full savings account or you've got 6-8 months of savings in the bank that you could live off of comfortably while you're building your business, you think anything worth having, any business worth having, it takes time to build. Think about a building like a skyscraper, a big, huge skyscraper that's going to be built. And what is the first thing that the construction people do when they're building that skyscraper? The first thing that they do is put a foundation in. And if they don't put a strong enough and a stable enough foundation into the ground to hold that building's going to fall over. I mean, you could have a crew come in and build a shell of a building in no time. But is that shell going to stand up when people get inside the building? Is that shell going to stand up when there's a high wind? No, it's not, because it's not built on a good, solid foundation. A business is the same way. You know, people, I love it when people say, well, geez, I can't imagine spending a few $100 in order to learn how to have a business from home. And I just have to laugh because do you know how many people spent thousands and thousands of dollars to go to college and are unemployed right now because the things that they learned in college are not real life skills? They're not things that they, that there are actually jobs for. The job market's changing. I want you to think about the job market for a second. Think about jobs that existed, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And then today, you know, we have more informational jobs today. There are more, you know, your intellectual property. If you are online and you can learn how to provide a service to people that, you know, other people can't provide, or that not a lot of people can provide, and provide it in a, you know, and the big thing now is coaching, and everybody's calling themselves a life coach and a business coach and blah, 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 blah. I don't care what people call themselves. You know, my track record is proven. I have a proven track record. I talked to this person the other day, and she went through a course. And she went through a course to be a life coach. And I said to her, I said, well, you know, do people already come to you and ask for your advice and ask for your opinions on things? And she said, oh, no. She said, but I like to give my opinion to people, and I like to help people and tell them how to help, you know, make their life better and things like that. And, interesting. I said, so nobody comes to you now to ask you for advice? And she said, no. And I said, so what experience do you have? Oh, well, I went through all this training, and they taught me how to talk to people and how to help them. And I thought, very interesting, because you know, this person has no clue what it's like to be a coach. And I asked her, I said, well, what's the reason you got into, you know, what prompted you to want to be a coach? And she said, oh, I can make a lot of money. And I'm thinking, okay. Anything else? No, I just heard I could make a lot of money being a life coach. All right. So, yeah, these are the types of people that are out there calling themselves life coaches and are getting certification. They're getting a, and this kills me because a company, you know, they decided, okay, we'll give people a certification to be a coach. And right now there is no required certification to be a job coach, a life coach, a career coach, business coach, whatever. It's not like you know, in order to be a, drive a tractor trailer, you have to have a CDL and you have to prove that you're able to drive that tractor trailer before they'll give you that license. And it's not like that with coaching. You know, a company decided, all right, we'll certify people. We'll give them a course. And we'll teach them how to coach others. And then what we're going to do is we're going to charge them thousands of dollars. I mean, I've heard of people paying up to $10,000, $20,000 to become a certified life coach. And it kills me because the ones making money are the companies handing out the certifications. You know, I had a friend the other day ask me about, her friend just spent $900 on a course to teach her how to make money on eBay. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know what? She could probably learn that somewhere else a lot cheaper, a lot quicker. And, you know, the companies that are charging tens of thousands of dollars are the ones that are making the money. And all they're doing is giving you a piece of paper saying, yeah, you went through a certification and you learned this. But, you know, these people that are calling themselves coaches are not really coaches. They are just somebody who's gone through, sat in a class, gone through a little bit of training as far as, you know, they read a book. And, you know, who would you rather be coached from? Someone who has been a successful entrepreneur for years, or someone who read a book about being a successful entrepreneur. And that's what you need to think about as you're going through this. You know, don't quit your job. Don't listen to these people that tell you that you can quit your job and be rich tomorrow. It just doesn't work. So, bottom line is you're going to have to put either a financial investment or a time investment, or both, most likely both, into becoming an entrepreneur. And don't quit your day job. Don't quit your day job just yet. Wait until you have a plan in place. Wait until you have your home business up and running. Any good coach can help you come up with an exit plan from your job, a transition plan. And that's what you need. You need a transition plan. So back to social spaces and making money using social spaces. Another big thing that you want to remember about social spaces is people are there to be social. They're not there to be pitched. They're not there to be marketed to. So you can't go to these places just to pitch your business or just to market to them. You have to go there and be social. That's what they're there for. You know, if you guys are listening to this call, most likely you're on the internet, most likely you're on either Facebook or Twitter or both, or, you know, you're on the internet, but you're on the internet just being social. You're not on the internet to have somebody throw a business in your face all the time, or to have somebody, you know, come join my greatest thing since sliced bread, or come over here and fire your boss and get rich quick and blah, blah, blah. You're not out there to hear all that all the time. You're out there just to be social. And maybe you came across this recording or came across me because, you know, we were friends on Facebook or friends on Twitter or whatever. And, you know, that's how you interact with people online, is you have to be social. You can't be out there throwing business at people. And I see it every day. I see people out there just throwing their business name around and throwing, hey, come get my free ebook, or come join my deal, or, you know, I got the greatest things to slice bread over here, fire your boss tomorrow. And, you know, and then they'll come to me. I'll see them out there for a year or two, or, you know, a year, two, three. Some of them are even still struggling after 5 or 6 years after throwing all this garbage all over the internet. And then they come to me and say, look, you know, you teach people to use social spaces, and I want to know why social spaces don't work for me. And it's not that they don't work for you. It's that you're not working properly on social spaces. Go there and be social. The first thing, you know, I'm going to say something to you, and I'm going to say it, and I'm also going to repeat it, because social networking is different than any other marketing. If you have any marketing training, throw it out the window. You know, throw your marketing background and marketing training right out the window. Throw everything you've learned about marketing up to this point out the window, because making money with social spaces is totally different. And the whole internet now is basically social spaces. But you can't think of online social networking any differently than in-person networking. If you wouldn't do or say it in person, don't do or say it online. I'm going to repeat that because I want you to remember this if you remember nothing else. If you wouldn't do or say it in person, don't do or say it on the internet. And, you know, your first contact with somebody should be a social contact. People, again, buy from people and join in business, people they know, like, and trust. Think of yourself at an in-person event. Maybe you're at a Chamber of Commerce mixer, or you're at a party even. And, you know, a conversation with someone might go something like this. Hi, I'm Roxanne. And then they'll tell me their name. And I'll say, well, what do you do? They'll tell me what they do. And then they might ask me, well, what do you do? So I'll briefly tell them what I do. I don't vomit all over them about my great, wonderful, greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, blah, 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 blah. I got this wonderful, great thing. I just give, you know, I'm a life and business coach. I teach people how to make money on the internet. And then I bring the conversation back to them. And this makes them feel like I'm interested in them, and I'm not only in it for me. And which is true. And you have to do the same thing online. You have to get to know somebody before you, you know, pitch them on your business. And you can adapt this in-person scenario to online social spaces. You see their profile, so, you know, asking their name's kind of silly, but, you know, asking them what they do might be a little ridiculous. I love when I get the emails into my Facebook, and my Facebook clearly says what I do. If they looked at my profile at all, they would know what I do. But I love when I get the emails that say, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I see that you're also friends with so-and-so, and I thought maybe we could be friends. And what do you do? It's like, okay, can you read or can you not read? So you don't ask silly, stupid questions like, what do you do, if it's something in their profile? You know, you know, if somebody is, for example, like my profile says I'm a business coach, don't email me and tell me you can save me years of failure and frustration in my business, because I'm not having years of failure and frustration in my business. I'm doing great. So why would I want you to save me years of failure and frustration? So, you know, you have to use some common sense when you're on the internet and using social spaces to market. So when you're doing social space marketing, you do have to use some common sense. And I can't teach you common sense. You know, I can teach you strategies. I can teach you, you know, different techniques. But I can't teach you common sense. I can't teach you, you know, to go and look at someone's profile. And if they have a German Shepherd and you have a German Shepherd, common sense says somewhere in those pictures of their German Shepherd, the German Shepherd's name is there somewhere. And so to email this person and say, you know, oh, I see you have a German Shepherd. I have a German Shepherd. What's your dog's name? That would be kind of silly, because if you did any kind of research on them, if you looked at their profile at all or their pictures, you'd be able to see the name. Now, if it's just you can see the pictures and can't see comments and it's hidden to non-friends, then great. Ask them what their dog's name is. But if it's there, don't ask them. You know, and those are common sense things that, you know, I can tell you, but, you know, they're probably, you should already know them. I mean, they're very common sense. But these are just little things you can do to kind of break the ice with people. You know, you can ask them questions, or you can comment on an outfit they're wearing in their profile, or something. You know, don't sound fake. You know, I get the emails all the time that say, oh, you're such a beautiful young lady, I'd really like to get to know you better, blah, 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 blah. You know, those types of emails, ridiculous. Come on. You know, I mean, you can clearly see that I'm married on my profile, and I'm not interested in your flirting, so don't be flirty. I mean, it's common sense. You're out there to do business with people. You're out there to get to know people. So being flirty with a married woman is kind of silly. But you can always find something that you can have as a common ground with people. You know, maybe you've both liked the same TV shows, or, you know, and you know if they like it because it's in their likes and interests on Facebook. Or, you know, maybe they're in a forum talking about, you know, the area that they're from or an area that you're going to be visiting soon. And so you might want to talk to them about that. Or, you know, find something, anything that can be a common ground and get a conversation started with them. Make it a real interest. You know, if you hate dogs and you're asking, you know, about their dog and pretending you have a dog, that's kind of ridiculous. But, you know, make it an actual interest that you have, but you can always find something in common with people. And if it's somebody you can't find something in common with, well, then maybe they're not your prospect. You know, maybe that's not somebody that you want to start an online relationship with. So, you know, that one of the greatest things I can teach you about social networking is it's totally different. Totally different than anything else. And, you know, once you can put things in your profile, whether you're on a forum or whether you're on a blog or whether you're on a Facebook or Twitter or wherever, there's always an About Me section. There's always a section for your profile for you to put about things about you. And, you know, you want to fill that out with a little bit of personal background, not a book about your personal life, and not, you know, I see some people out there that are trying to social network, but their About Me talks about how horrible their life is, or how they hate life, or how they're just stuck, or, you know, just crazy stuff that really shouldn't be out there. You know, your goal out here on marketing a business or social spaces is to be social. And, you know, you can't be pitching them. You do your pitching in your own space, your own profile, your own wall, your own, you know, whatever, your own blog. And then they can come and look at it. But you don't do your pitching on their wall, or you don't send them an email to pitch them. First contact, crazy. Do you know how many first contacts I've had with people that send me emails to pitch me on their greatest deal since sliced bread? They don't even know me. You don't have any right to email me when you don't know me. Yeah, and I've got people all the time that'll send me emails. And, you know, the biggest one is I can save you years of failure and frustration in your business. Well, hello. I'm not having years of failure and frustration, and if you'd read my profile, you'd know that. And for them to email me just out of the blue, and, oh, I see that you're into networking, I've got a great ebook that you can read, get it at whatever, myurl.com, and if you want to be friends, send me a friend request. Well, you know what, I'm not going to send that person a friend request, because, first of all, I don't do a lot of friend requests. I let people request me to be their friend. But, second of all, there's no way. You pitch me, first contact, I'm not going to send you a friend request, because that's the type of person you are, that's the type of marketing you do, you're not getting a friend request from me. You might get an email back from me offering you a course or offering you help to learn how to market properly on social spaces, but you're not going to get a friend request. So instead of throwing things at people in their private, it's called a PM, private message, or a chat message or whatever, instead of throwing things at people like that, just put the links on your own space, your own wall, your own About Me section, your own profile, whatever the case may be in that particular social space. Put your links in there and then just network socially with people. People want to learn more about you. They'll click on your profile. They'll go look at what you've posted on your own wall. And then they can click from there if they want to. But you don't ever go to other people's walls or other people's spaces. You know, if you post something, for example, I'm going to use Facebook as an example here. If you post something on your own wall, it goes into other people's news feeds, and they do see it. And they can choose to click on it or not to click on it. But you can't go to other people's walls or other people's pages and pitch your crap. And, you know, at this point, when you're going to other people's pages and other people's walls, it's crap. I don't care how good it is. You could have the best program in the world. And if you're pitching it the wrong way in a social networking space, it's crap. So I want you to remember that. If you're not promoting your business properly, it's crap. And that's the way others will see it. And again, it's just like networking in person. Your first contact with somebody would not be to shove a book in their hands and say, here, read this, it'll save you years of failure and frustration, before you even say hello or even get to know them a little bit. You wouldn't do that in person. Don't do it online. That's kind of like going on a blind date and jumping up on a table at the beginning of dinner and stripping off your clothes. I hope you wouldn't do that in person. So don't do it online. I mean, if you're the type of person who would do that in person, and then you're probably not the type of person who needs to be socially networking online. Now, I'm starting a class, and I told you I'd tell you what you could do if you don't have a product or service to sell online. And the class that I'm starting is called Social Network Your Way to Cash. And it's going to start June 20th, 2012 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's going to run for 6 weeks. There's 6 weekly classes. And this class is going to teach you how to make money online using Social Space. And the first week, I'm going to tell you what to do if you don't already have a product or service to promote online. And I guarantee you that if you implement what I teach you during this course, you will be making money within 3 months. And if you can prove to me that you've implemented what I taught you and you're not making money by the end of 3 months after the course ends, I will give you your money back. So there's no risk to this class, but the investment into your future. You know, think about all the thousands of dollars that people invest into college. And like I said earlier, a lot of these people are graduating from college and they have nowhere to go. The jobs aren't there. The investment into this course is so low that anybody could make this investment into their future. It's not a high investment. And the reason for that is because I wanted it to be able to be affordable for everybody. I wanted anybody to be able to take this course and learn how to make money online. You know, there's people out there that charge, you know, thousands of dollars for a course like this. And I'm not doing that. No, I'm not charging thousands of dollars for this course. I've even got an easy 4-pay option or a 3-pay option, I think. It's on the site. I'll give you the how to get to the site in a minute here. But, you know, there's even a payment plan option for people who can't afford the whole thing all at once. And it's really not a large investment. You know, if you think about your future, think about, you know, this is something, an investment into creating a better future for yourself and your family. And the way that you can get information on the course is go to RoxanneGreen.com. That's RoxanneGreen.com. And there's a post right at the top that has a link to the Social Network Your Way to Cash class. Also, if you look over on the left-hand side, you're going to see a little button, a little banner at the top of the left-hand side column that's going to say Social Network Your Way to Cash. Click right on that, and it'll take you to the page with the information. Think about your future. Think about what you want. Where are you right now? Right now, you're probably in a job and you're probably struggling to make ends meet. Even if you implement what I teach and only make, let's say you implement what I teach and you only make an extra $500-$600 a month. That's a bill that you can pay. That's a couple bills that you can pay. And you can have a little bit of breathing room. You know, let's say you don't have a lot of time to put into it and you're going to implement what I teach and you're going to just, you know, put in a few hours a week. You don't really have a lot of extra time to put into it. And you're only going to make $500 or $600 a month. That's more than, you know, and that's a second income. That's enough to give you some breathing room. And it's easily doable part time. And the way I'm going to teach you how to do this, you're going to be doing something you love anyway. So it's not going to be like you're, you know, working a job that you hate. You're going to be doing something you love anyway to make money online. So go and sign up for the course. There, it will be recorded if you can't make it every week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays. Don't worry about it. It will be recorded. But the only way to get the recordings is to sign up for the course. I'm not offering it at a later date for a lower price or anything like that. So go ahead and sign up for the course. If you can't afford the whole thing right now, do the payment option. But the payment option, obviously, you're going to pay a little bit more. Yeah, I would recommend that you just pay the full amount. It's really not that much. So, this has been Roxanne Green, and I look forward to working with you, and I hope to see you on my 6-week social network, Your Way to Cash class. Thanks, everyone, and have an absolutely awesome day.